What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with Siphon. Who are you today?
I don't know.
You want to change up every week.
I forgot today.
Every week. We hope everybody had an amazing week, having a great weekend. What you got in mind, dear? You were just telling me somebody went overboard in Spain on a cruise ship.
On a cruise ship.
And they called off the search. How long was the search?
I don't know. It didn't seem very long, I guess.
And they said, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Two tears in a bucket. And what did I say?
I don't remember.
Obviously, everybody else has lives to get to.
Yep.
And somebody didn't care about theirs.
Not that much.
Man, that's fucked up, though. I bet there might be some foul play involved. There's no way of knowing.
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Oh, so you just a headline reader.
Yes, I am.
Miss Gossip.
I am a headline reader. Oh, I don't gossip because I don't talk to nobody.
You gossip to yourself?
Oh, probably.
Well, that's a little different.
All day long.
Well, what's up, everybody? We hope everybody's having a good day, good work week, whatever's going on in your life. We hope everything is positive, in a good space, and we hope you out there getting after it the way you feel like you need to get after it to make sure you're in a better space. I know last episode, we were a little too serious. Don't you think so?
We were.
We were kind of a little too serious in the beginning, man.
We were.
Yeah, so we're going to switch gears yet again.
Oh, good.
This episode, people really liked how we asked each other questions, goofy questions on episode two.
Oh, we're two fans?
Yeah, all two. All two of them. Shout out to both of you.
You're right.
Holla. So we're going to make it more exciting again this week. Guess what we're going to do?
What?
Play a game of what? You already know what we're doing. Never.
Have I ever.
Never have I ever. Ever, ever. Forever, ever. Never have I ever. And, of course, the first thing that Gina wanted to ask me is, well, what am I going to drink?
Like,
why are we playing a drinking game? Right. I'm like, first of all, we don't have to drink. I'm going to be drinking anyway. I'm like, what? Never have I ever. And this morning, you cracked me up when I brought you the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because what did you say in retort when I brought the idea to you?
I don't know.
Everybody's going to know your dirty secrets before I do.
Did I say that?
Oh, yes, you did.
That's funny.
It flows straight off your muck.
Oh, goodness.
Effortlessly and smoothly.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to play a little game this week, guys. We're going to get back to the interracial odd couple way of doing things. We were a little serious on the last episode because there were some serious topics in it. And there wasn't at the same time.
I don't remember last week.
You don't remember last week?
No.
That's pretty funny. Why are you winking at me? Pull that big black thing into your face a little bit further so people can actually hear you, dear.
Oh, that means I got to touch it.
Yeah, you got to touch it, feel it, caress it. You know what to do with big black things in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this one I'm holding.
Yeah, you hear how you sound when it's closer to your face. They hear you smiling. See what I'm saying? This is called production here.
I can't with you right now.
Well, hurry up. What are you doing? You playing? Because I know you got an arsenal of questions for my ass that is going to probably be embarrassing but funny. I don't care. It's going to be fun, honey. Never have I ever. And if you guys don't know how this game is played, go ahead and break it down, honey.
Oh, I still don't know.
Never have I ever is, well, basically we came up with our own rules with this game. Because basically you ask a question, never have I ever, okay, as an example, sucked somebody's toes. And basically what both of us would normally do in that situation while playing that game is whoever asked the question has to admit whether they have sucked somebody's toes or not, and vice versa. So it's like, have you ever had a threesome? Or never have I ever had a threesome? And then I'd have to say, yes, if I did, or no, if I didn't. And you'd have to say yes if you did or no if you didn't.
Right.
All
right.
Okay. So we changed the rules a little bit on this
one. No, you did. You came up with your own rules.
Well, the rules that I came up with, our version of Never Have I Ever, mm-hmm. is going to consist of...
Oh, dear.
We had to come up with questions.
I took them off the internet.
We had to come up with questions of things that we personally have never done, but purposely think our significant other has actually done. Ooh.
Oh, no, I'm just curious.
So, if you want to start off the festivities, baby, let's get into it. Never have I ever. Your first question.
Oh, mine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Never have I ever. You got to always start off with never have I ever.
Never have I ever been in handcuffs.
Why would you add that? I just already admitted that. I admitted that the first time I knew I fell in love with you was when you got me out of jail. So obviously I was in handcuffs at some point. Or do you mean in other ways? Are you curious? dollar store handcuffs with a plastic key.
Oh, no. We found a metal key. When we were cleaning out the rental property.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because it was up on the door frame.
Okay.
And I'm like, Dad, is this the key to the gun lock? Because Dad, when he remodeled the house, mm-hmm. he built in his own little wooden gun makeshift box. And it had locks and everything.
Yeah,
like,
Dad.
Somebody couldn't break open a lock to get a gun. And a little wood case.
As a side note, your childhood home.
Right.
Your dad rents
the
out.
The second one.
Oh, the second one. Yeah. Yes.
So I thought the key went to that. And he's like, no. No. I know what this key's for. I'm like, what? These are for handcuffs.
Let's get it on.
And I'm like, oh my. But why would they be up in the door frame?
Let's get it on. Is that how you were conceived?
I don't want to know. I really don't care either.
I bet it is. Your dad cracks me up. And he says, oh, I know what those keys are for.
Yeah.
They're for handcuffs.
Yeah.
I took Betty Sue on a ride on the back of my saddle. And I let her wear my hat. That was all she had on.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. My question, let's see. What's the first one I want to ask you? You going straight to the kinky shit. Let's see what's going on. Never have I ever cried at an animated movie.
Probably. I mean, who knows? I've cried everything.
What movie have you cried at the most? What movie really struck you as a child? Any kind of animated movie or adult?
Oh, the child was E.T. My aunt was so embarrassed.
Well, tell us the juicy details.
I was like little itty bitty.
Okay. And where were you?
I don't know. At some movie theater.
Okay. You were at the movie theater.
Oh, yeah. She took us to the movie theater. So anyways, we go in and I'm loving the movie till the end and he's dying. And so I jump in my in the seat screaming, somebody go save him. And I'm screaming. I'm crying.
How old would you had to have been?
I was young.
Uh-huh.
That was E.T. in the movies. Well, I was young. I was like, that's the 80s. I mean, early 80s, I was probably like 5.
And then crying at that chocolate-covered binoculars.
Oh, I was horrified. And then Feifel, she took me to Feifel. After Feifel, she was done with me. She was like, we're not going to no more movies.
Oh, shit. Feifel.
Oh, I did the same thing.
Wasn't that the little mouse or whatever the fuck that was? What was he? A mouse?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
He gets lost, and I'm screaming, somebody go find him.
So you go from somebody save him to somebody go find him. How'd you feel when Lassie got shot?
I didn't care.
He never got shot. How about Flipper? You ever watch Flipper?
No.
Who hasn't watched Flipper? Come on, man. Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. You haven't watched Flipper?
No.
Know who? Do you even know who Flipper is?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I went to like that SeaWorld thing in Florida or something, they had a picture of Flipper.
He was a rich kid.
Oh, no. This is my second honeymoon.
Oh, shit.
The first person honeymoon, we didn't go anywhere.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Still got that mono cough.
Still didn't
get honeymoon to SeaWorld? Oh, my bad. I'm still such a dick. See what I'm doing here?
I think it was, Moby? I don't know what it was called. I don't know what the place was. It could have been a little fucking fish place. Yeah, I don't know.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. You cry and animated everything, huh?
Cry at anything. Charmin, I cried everybody's status.
Last time I seen you cry over something animated, it was a Charmin commercial.
Yeah,
like, how the fuck are you crying at bears wiping their ass with tissue paper? It's so cute. No.
I never did that one. You really?
In my story, you did.
Probably. My story, I do. Your stories, I do a lot of things.
All right, what's the next one? What you got?
Let's see.
Oh, boy, you thinking too hard. I see the veins popping out your volleyball.
Never have I ever been caught doing something wrong by my parents.
I was a pretty slick young man back in the day. I was. I don't know. That's kind of a broad question. It is kind of a broad question. Never have I ever been caught. What's the wording on it? Never have I ever been
caught doing something wrong.
Caught doing something wrong. Well, I got my ass whooped a lot, so my brain is cloudy. I'm not exactly sure how to answer that one. Trust me, I'm trying to find something, but I sustained a lot of ass whoopings. You know, my parents is black, so shit. I don't know. I'm trying to really think of something that has really stuck out. I think, you know what? I think I was in the seventh grade. And I pushed my little brother down the stairs. When my parents was out on a date night, I pushed him down the stairs. Because he was pissing me off. You know how little brothers always get you in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
They always get you in trouble. You don't know. You were the little brother. That's why you bust your brother's head open.
So, he deserved it.
I pushed him down the stairs, and yeah, that didn't go over so well either. I got my ass kicked for that. And I also convinced him to put his head in between the stair banisters, you know, the little posts. In between. Yeah, he got his head stuck, and I left him there. Why are you shaking your head at me, looking at me like that?
I just don't know.
Oh, come on, man. At least I didn't bust his head open. At least I let him get stuck, and he's just there. I mean, shit. When is mom and dad coming home? I don't know how to get you out, man. I don't know. All right, question. Never have I ever stole something from a restaurant.
No, oh, yes.
What did you steal?
I used to steal silverware.
Used to?
Yeah.
What do you mean, used to?
I don't do it anymore.
Shit.
I go to estate sales now.
That's because we ain't been to a restaurant a little bit.
And we don't go out to eat.
That should be expensive. Fuck all that.
It's expensive.
They want $18 for a burrito?
No.
Fuck all that. We better go to Dylan's and make our own shit.
Yeah.
What is your fetish with stealing silverware?
I don't know. I don't know. I
half don't... our silverware there for a little bit was from
everywhere.
Right. And
beeping your ass out.
Oh shit.
I remember I stole when I was in Florida. I stole the silverware
at SeaWorld.
From the hotel.
How do you steal silverware no, from SeaWorld?
I didn't steal silverware from SeaWorld.
Oh, the Shamuway gonna miss the spoon.
I stole the silverware from the hotel because I had a room service. And it was just so pretty. I just had to have it. And it was so just shiny silver. So I had to have it.
It was just giving you that,
And so I kept mine, and I wrapped it up in the pretty little napkin I stole,
Oh, you
too.
Stole the napkin, too? Damn, you ain't shit.
And then, okay, well, and then I put it on the carry-on bag.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the...
And TSA wasn't having it, probably, huh?
At that time, no.
What do you mean? It's worse now.
This is like 2005. Mm. Yeah, they weren't having it. They're like, what are you going to do with this butter knife? And I'm like, take it with me.
Yeah. You do know 9/11 was just 4 years right. previous, right?
So that
they hijacked a plane with a box cutter.
But they went ahead and let me take it since it wasn't serrated.
Oh, that's because you're white.
No, it's because it wasn't
butter
serrated.
Knives are serrated. What the fuck?
That's what he said. I said, okay, thank you. Yes.
Oh,
I didn't want to tell him I stole it.
It's a family.
Incriminate myself.
Yeah, using your WP, your white privilege back in 05. It's a family heirloom. She used to cut my favorite homemade loaf of bread with this knife. And I just had to...
Nuh-uh.
Can I please, Lord, can I please?
Fuck that. I said he did it.
Oh, shit.
I'll bail you out later.
Uh-huh. What we got? Shit.
Let's
my
see.
My great-great-grandmother from Auschwitz.
Never have I ever chugged a beer in less than 10 seconds.
Come on, man. We used to do that together.
Not in 10 seconds.
Yes. Old school.
I shouldn't do 10
with Gerard.
Seconds. Yeah.
Shout out to Gerard. Like,
we'd be like 20 seconds and Gerard would be like 30 seconds. Oh, I got this.
No. You used to kick his ass. I used to laugh at that shit back when you used to drink.
I know it.
Oh, man.
That was some fun.
That's the best you could come up with. Don't you want to know some more spicy juiciness? It's
I'll
my
get
turn
there
now.
When I
it's
get
my
there.
Uh-huh. See, the buildup is coming. Buildup is coming. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever been scared of the dark.
No.
That's a lie. I know you're lying.
No.
You weren't
scared
of the dark as a kid?
No.
Why not?
Because I like the spookiness of it.
What is your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
So I am not surprised.
With my birthday.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about your birthday. Whatever.
Favorite holiday.
All right. Let's see. Excuse me. Never have I ever been skinny dipping.
Yes. In a pool with frogs.
I'm so confused right now. Please do tell.
You know that story that I told you that I kind of ran away?
Yes, that story. Yeah, yes, that story.
Well, when we actually finally got to leave and go on vacation, which we went to like Table Rock Lake and then we went to Grand Lake and everything like that. So, one of the places, I don't remember which one it was, Tamara and I, we went skinny dipping in the pool. And for some reason, all these frogs just kept jumping in the pools with us. And I'm like, damn, I don't think this is a good idea. Because you know me, I'm very conservative and I freak out a lot. So I'm like, I don't think this is a good idea. And it's just you and I.
I need to put some frog sound effects behind this. Right.
So, yeah.
I'm getting the soundboard soon, guys. Just wait. How those tongues feel.
I don't know. I got out.
So you guys definitely had to have been young.
No, that was...
Oh, shit. Last year?
Yeah. When did you ever... I was 16. Yeah.
So you guys definitely had to be young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 16. Yeah. So how did those frog tongues feel when they thought your nipples were flies?
I have no idea. I ran, got out.
It was strange. Were they bullfrogs or were they?
I don't know. I think they were water frogs.
Water frogs. Oh, my God. Who are you skinny dipping for is the question.
I told you nobody was there. It was just Cameron and I.
Gola Gola Island. Like, I mean. All right, what you got?
We weren't very good at making friends.
And y'all still friends to this day.
Right. Mm. And still not making new friends.
Oh, man. Skinny dipping with frogs. What a highlight in your life.
Right.
That was the only time you've been skinny dipping?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
No, that's true.
We'll talk off air.
Well, unless my diaper fell off or something.
Oh, well, come on. All right, what we got?
Let's see. Never have I ever snuck into a concert.
Never have I ever snuck into a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I snuck into quite a few of them. My brain is cloudy again.
That adrenaline was going.
Hey, man. You got to do what you got to do out here. Sneaking into concerts, huh? Let's see. What's one of the most... Fuck. I don't even remember. That was so long ago. That was during the high school years, too, where you would just sneak into concerts and shows. I really don't remember. I don't remember. There was too many of them. Sneaking into concerts.
Nowadays, if we even go anywhere and it's a cover, we like, no.
Hey, we used to get mad at that as club owners.
I know.
When we owned our club, we used to get mad at motherfuckers like, what, you don't want to pay $5, fool? Right. $5. Right. All right, go ahead and go to Old Town and pay 20. Right. And have to tuck your shirt in. And have to take your hat off.
That's funny.
All right, let's see. What you got?
Never have I ever had to run to save my life.
You can't ask a black man that question.
I know, I want to hear it.
I don't know if the statutes of limitations are up. And I ain't fucking around. You trying to set me up on our own platform? Oh, we got some discussions to be had.
That's exciting.
Oh, well, let me tell you one of them that may not be incriminating. Maybe running from a dog.
There you go.
I remember when I used I worked for the post office one summer as a casual carrier. And this is going to sound so stereotypical. It's going to sound stereotypical as hell. So they put me in the hood, of course. I'm walking through the neighborhood, and two dogs come out of nowhere. And guess what they were? You guessed it. They were pit bulls. And them motherfuckers was not fucking with me, and I sure the hell wasn't fucking with them. I pulled out that pepper spray so bad, thinking that shit was some bullshit when I even got the job. Like, this shit don't work. But when them motherfuckers start charging me, I pulled that shit out like I had a Glock on me right there on the spot. I sprayed that shit. It was windy, and that shit fucking worked as I was running my full ass off. Running my full ass off. Remember the movie The Toy? Mm-hmm. And Richard Pryor got in that fucking piranha and went on, and he jumped on top of that water and started running? Mm-hmm. That was me. I was gone. I was Usain Bolting my ass into that damn mail truck. Fuck that. And since you asked two of them in a row, I'm going to ask you two in a row. You ready? Never have I ever had a crush on a friend's parent.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You never had a crush on anybody's parents? Oh, well, you only have one friend. That's right. You yeah. just said it was just you and Tam.
Well, then any friends that I did have as well is just not that I didn't know their parents.
Damn white kids. How do you not know each other's parents? It's just cool. It's like, oh, I'm going over to Becky's. Bye.
Yeah, right. Becky turns to be Tom.
Okay, black kids can't pull that shit. Hell no. They probably can now, but not back then. You going where? With who? What time? When you going to be back? Ain't no when you going to be back. You know when to be back. Mm-hmm. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Never have I ever played Spin the Bottle.
I don't recall, but that's not saying that I never have, but I don't recall it.
Why? Because who told you that you played Spin the Bottle?
I don't know. I'm just saying my memory is not recalling any Spin the Bottle moments. So, but it's not saying that I didn't do it. Uh-huh. I might have.
All right.
I don't know. It could happen.
She lying.
Not lying.
All right. What you got?
Let's see. Never have I said I love you just to get laid.
What?
Never have I ever said I love you just to get laid.
Oh, fuck all that. I'm not doing that. Why'd I gotta tell you I love you just to fuck? I'm just saying. That's not happening. I gotta tell you I love you just to... No, no. Here, have another shot. I'm just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
What the hell I look like? I gotta say I love you just to get some draws. You know how sexy I am? I ain't gotta do that. I didn't have to do that to you. So why would I have to do that with anybody else?
You just dropped yours for me.
No, you were mad because I took too long to drop them for you. We'll save that for true. A later date. Oh, fast ass. All right. Never have I ever talked back to my parents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're a little white ass, I'm sure.
I am. Because sometimes they're just not smart.
Really?
Yes.
Sometimes your parents just aren't smart?
No.
Give me an example of what the fuck you mean by this. This should be interesting. Give me an example of when you talk back to your parents as a child and you got your face smacked off.
Let's see. There could have been several different times because my mom would come after me and cause an argument for no reason just because my brother and my dad were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, let's go.
It's like, hey, they in there fighting. We might as well fight too.
I'm like, what's whatever.
Up, you little bee snitch? Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, see, it was a mess.
You won't give a specific example because there was too many of them because you used to have to get your mouth washed out with soap. Yeah. So white.
Because I cussed all the time.
Imagine that. All right, baby, what you got? What you got? What you got? What you got? Thought this was going to heat up.
Never have I ever experimented to see my sexual orientation.
I am a black man through and through, and I love pussy.
Oh, good.
So, no. No disrespect to anybody else. Hey, do what you do. Do what you do. But I've always loved tits and ass, tits and ass. Face down, ass up, talk less. Let's go.
You see, I talk less.
Oh, shit. Let's see. How many more we got left? What we got? How many more do you have on your list there?
Oh, I have like 40.
Oh, you do. Never have I ever had nude photos taken.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so? What kind of compromising positions have you been in to even talk? I'm waiting.
No photos. You said photos.
I know already. Oh my God, I bet that tape was trash at SeaWorld. All right. There was this. Next one. Oh, I'm glad you guys are having a good time listening to the interracial odd couple. If you made it this far, you got issues in your relationship too. Right. Tune in next week when we talk about hemorrhoids and.
Oh, goodness.
What we got? We gonna start wrapping it up, baby.
All right, sounds good. Never have I ever used a dumb pickup line.
No, I'm a fly ass nigga. I ain't gotta use a pickup line. I've never had to use a pickup line.
You didn't use the pickup line on me. I did.
Yeah, you. Shit. Man, you bossed me up. You just strode up on me like, you gave me that look. And I know what it means now after 10 years. But I kind of knew then. You gave me that look. When you know when a woman looks you down and looks up and bites her lip and her eyes is twinkling and shit? That was the last time I saw that look. She give me that look now. You trash now, but you still eyed sometimes. Oh, you made it. Oh, shit, that paycheck cute. All right, you cute today. I'm just kidding. What?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I never had to use some cheesy pickup lines. I've never had to do that. My aura speaks for itself, and I make women come to me.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, you damn right. You obviously see that's still in effect in 2019 with that note that you mad that I posted out there.
I ain't mad. I don't give a shit.
I'm just playing, baby. I know. I know you ain't mad. All right. You ready?
Okay.
Let's see. Have you? Never have I ever lied to cancel or get out of a date.
No,
you're a woman. Come on, I know.
Never really dated.
Oh shit! Oh, you just went straight to
yeah,
and and frogs and. See how you leave out the details? You ain't full of nobody. Oh, shit. Never really dated. Yeah, you just get straight to it. I can tell by the way you approached me.
No.
You took too long, motherfucker. My thong been wet and you playing. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, it was.
Okay. Yeah. No, not now.
Drop it like it's hot. All right. What you got, baby? We are coming up on the conclusion of our interracial odd couple podcast. Hashtag IOC pod.
Never have I ever finished an entire jawbreaker.
I hated jawbreakers. You talking about the candy?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I thought you was going to ask me something and I was scared on the edge of my seat. Never have I ever finished a... what? No, I've never... No, I hated jawbreakers. As a kid, I wasn't big into candy. And I'm still not a candy person. I wasn't a jawbreaker kind of kid. I know you finished multiple jawbreakers.
Oh, yeah. I would get those little itty-bitty ones.
Oh, that was your way around it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. That was the last one.
That's it.
We got through it.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more for you, though.
Oh, dear.
Never have I ever while listening to Brandy's Never Have I Ever.
I must have never. I don't know what you said.
Just kidding. Oh, oh shit. So what did you think of that game, honey? If anybody has suggestions on games that Lady Ian or Gina or whoever the hell you want to go by next week and Scythe want to play as an interracial odd couple, as a couple out here, if you guys have any suggestions towards games or anything you want us to talk about, please hit us up at Scythe Omni on everything. You can also comment on your favorite podcast app. Let us know what's going on.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you can also, if you want to join our Facebook group, it's under Scythe Omni Network. It is a private group, so you do have to request to be in there unless you do want to invite. If you want to be invited, definitely hit us up and let us know you want to be in the group, and we will make sure that you're in there. We appreciate everybody's support, everybody that listens to us, everybody that has a good time listening to us. We hope you have an amazing week coming up. You achieve some of your goals, and anything you want to say to the peoples, all two of them?
No, nothing really.
Why the hell is Milo and Otis in our fucking faces right now? We got a cat, too. That's our other fourth member of the podcast.
He's trying to get on my lap.
Yeah, because he's hungry.
Yeah, that's since hungry, and the other one's like, just let me out to
party. Big-ass fucking cat. This is ridiculous. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to us, and we'll holler at you next time.
Bye.
Deuces.